The art of sports and sports as art. Two worlds collide and complement each other in an exhibition now traveling the country as the Winter Olympics start soon. Senior arts correspondent Jeffrey Brown had a chance to take it all in for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
It's the rare museum exhibition where visitors can get in the game themselves. And that's the name of an exhibition put together by the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art and now at the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Arkansas, exploring the intersection of sports and American life. Paintings and other traditional art forms, fashion and design, even sports equipment, fishing rods, surfboards, bicycles hung on gallery walls like sculptures. One idea here, to bridge a perceived divide between two worlds, one that Crystal Bridges curator Laura Pratt felt herself.
I came into the show thinking, oh, I'm not a sports person, and then I took a class.
You're not.
Well, I thought that I wasn't a sports person. As it turns out, I think I am. It touches so many parts of people's lives, and this is a way to make that connection and bring them in for closer conversations.
There's the spectacle and effort. Homages to key figures in sports history, such as Althea Gibson. Also, explorations of gender and race, as in Deborah Roberts' Red, White, and Blue. And health and violence, CTE brain scans drawn in charcoal by Sean Leonards. Jennifer Dunlop Fletcher was one of the San Francisco MoMA co-curators.
Throughout the development of the exhibition, we started to see so many more parallels than we thought possible between sports and art. Derek Forger has a beautiful painting in the exhibition called Open Swim, and that was really about the limited hours that Black citizens had to the public pool, 1 hour a day versus 7 hours a day. Many of the artists both note a personal connection to sports as well as just seeing a cultural aspect where sports are permeating so many different aspects of contemporary culture.
There's a different kind of battle in Hank Willis Thomas's Quilt of Team Jerseys, a takeoff of Picasso's famous anti-war painting, Guernica. Indigenous artist Jeffrey Gibson embellishes a punching bag with beads and Native American regalia in a work titled What We Want, What We Need. A number of the artists in the exhibition have themselves also been competitive athletes. One is Savannah Leaf, a star collegiate, professional, and Olympian volleyball player who's now a film director and video artist, with a work here titled Run. To her, connecting art and sports comes naturally.
From like the creation of and the intuitiveness of being an artist, like what it's like to be on the court as a volleyball player, it's like very much you have to be physically present in the moment while also reacting and responding to all the problems that unfold. And I think that feels very much like being an artist. There's things that aren't the same.
You're not trying to win the artwork, are you?
Exactly. Like you can't be competitive with In art, you can't be in the same way competitive with someone else, but the creation of a project can feel very similar at times.
Leaf noted how the exhibition highlights the gains of women in a variety of ways.
Thinking about, you know, women not even being able to play sports for a while, and then as society changes, also women have people are starting to invest now in female athletes a lot more than they ever did before. And so you can kind of see that in parallels. And I think the art is kind of like a greater reflection on that and allows us to kind of step back and analyze all of those shifts and changes.
Crystal Bridges curator Laura Pratt brought us to an athlete artist of an earlier time, Ernie Barnes, a child of the segregated South who became a professional football player and successful artist. His teammates called him Big Rembrandt.
Ernie Barnes is such a perfect example of the integration of art and athletics, and he was born in such a pivotal time in both cultural and sports history. He was able to get that real-life experience, but he was so dedicated to his craft as an artist and taking those experiences and translating it into his paintings.
There are lighter moments here, including Gene Shin's altered trophies, Everyday Moments, awards given for sewing, pushing a stroller, a trophy for everyone. And creating an exhibition for everyone was also a key part of this.
The hope is that we attract more people in, people who thought that they would never find something relevant in a museum, and get them to hear for a show that shows there's actually a lot in common between these areas.
So some of this is about bringing more new people into a museum.
Yeah, absolutely. So thinking about people who've never been in an art museum, but also there's also an opportunity for all of our art-loving guests to experience art in new ways and with topics that they might not have thought of.
Take in the art, the issues and ideas, and on an elongated foosball table created by Mauricio Catalan, see if you too can score a goal. Get in the Game moves to the Perez Art Museum in Miami in mid-March. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Arkansas.